MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 26, 2025. Peabody plans some new initiatives to deal with bullying in schools, and the permitting process for Newburyport Housing Project is now underway. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:42 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. City of Peabody plans to roll out four new initiatives to address bullying at Peabody schools, starting with a three-part parent and caregiver workshop series to begin next month. The goal is to make Peabody schools safer and support the mental health of students, staff, and families across the city, according to Mayor Ted Betancourt. The city will organize a school safety assessment team that, starting this fall, will be responsible for reviewing all reports of bullying at the middle school and make sure the students involved receive the help they need. The team will meet once a week. It will be made up of two school administrators, two teachers, a school resource officer, a police officer, and a school nurse. It will also receive support from the city's health, social services, and police departments. Matt Petrie reports in the Daily News of Newburyport what is likely to be a several-month-long permitting process for the proposed Plaza Landing project at the former Kmart in Port Plaza began at Thursday night's Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Last November, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon announced he had entered the city into development agreement with Port Plaza owner Richard Kaplan to turn the vacant 50,851-square-foot retail store into a friendly 40B housing project as defined by state statute. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
With the St. Peter's Fiesta fully underway, Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga has some suggestions as to where visitors might park their vehicles.
All right. Well, we do have the parking area at Stage Fort Park that they can go onto the use the Blinke app and reserve a spot ahead of time and get paid all day parking. But you reserve your spot and it's guaranteed during business hours. We do have some public areas. There's a lot of municipal parking with that are either kiosks. We do have a lot of on-street parking. I'm not going to say available. We have on-street parking spots that don't require resident stickers. But you want to be creative, and I would say don't plan on parking close to the event you want to attend because it's going to be very unlikely. In fact, the St. Peter's Fiesta takes place on what is one of the primary parking lots in the city. So there's a lot of locals displaced for those few days. So there is room. I mean, we host thousands and thousands of people every year for Fiesta. So it can be done. So just check it out. The schools were in session during this recent reenactment, so that made it difficult for parking, but we will have school be out of session this Thursday, half-day Thursday, so there's also parking at the schools.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. And Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Daily Times, after 12 years on the job, Friday will be Manchester-by-the-Sea Town Administrator Gregory Federspiel's last day in office. He'll be feted today at Tuck's Point from 4 to 6 p.m., and residents are invited. Town Hall will be closed during the event to allow staff to attend. Federspiel, who began his post in June 2013, formally retires Monday, June 30. He's been meeting with his successor, Nahant Town Administrator Tony Barletta, who will take over on July 1. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the South posted a 26-1 win over the North last night at the Agganis All-Star football game. Swampscott High School's Henry Beitler was the South's MVP, scoring a touchdown and rushing for 69 yards. Peabody's Tyler Rapold earn MVP honors for the North team. As previously mentioned, Gloucester's St. Peter's Fiesta is underway. Highlights today include the Greasy Pole competition and Seine Boat races. Red Sox lost to the Angels 5-2 yesterday, losing all three games in the series. They are off today. The Red Sox will host the Blue Jays tomorrow night at Fenway Park. On behalf of our director and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.